expectation for this game?
I feel like this year, you know, we have our secondary is more in tune than it was last year, and you know, we have a better opportunity to go out there and compete. You know, but that comes down to the coaches. You know, they want to put you in the best position as possible, and I think this year we're set. I think we're ready to go.
Michael, when did you realize, being from out of state, how big this rivalry is to the people here?
I think my freshman year when we went over there, and you know, the beginning of that game, you know, it was that place was, it was crazy. You know, they were yelling at us. They were yelling stuff that, you know, I can't repeat. It was a crazy game. And from then I realized, like, this is a huge rivalry. And, you know, the second year, you know, they came here, we beat them also. And then last year, we went back over there. And, you know, it's crazy. You know, their fans are loyal like ours. And, you know, they want to see their team win. And every year, you know, I've kind of realized how big this rivalry is.
How much of this week do you actually allow yourself to take in? Because I know, obviously, you have all the stuff you got to do here with football and classes. But, like, when you know that there's events going on throughout the week, like Apocalypse, Fry Fest, and you know that it's the Iowa State game, so everybody, like, around campus is going to be talking about it. How much of that do you actually allow yourself to just kind of sit back and take in?
To tell you the truth, I don't even notice any of that stuff. Yeah. I mean, I know it's, you know, the first home game at Kinnick, so there's, you know, a bunch of festivities and stuff like that for people to enjoy. But, to be honest, I don't even think about that stuff. And, you know, I'm just ready to go on Saturday.
When you think back to last year's game, for one, how often do you find yourself thinking about last year's game?
You know, you obviously have to watch tape on, you know, last year's game and see what they did well against you. And you want to see, you try to, you know, get out the kinks and stuff that you did bad last year. So, because, I mean, it all comes back around. You know, they're going to run some stuff that they did last year that did well against us. So, you're going to watch that stuff. And but other than that, I mean, you don't really want to focus on last year, because we have a different team. We have a totally different team. People's left and some people's got here. So, I mean, we definitely want to, you know, prepare best to our ability.
How much difference do you see in Steele Jansen's play as a quarterback when you watch him on film now, as opposed to, say, when you went up against him?
I think one of the reporters, you know, said it pretty well. You know, last year he could make a really good play, and the next play he could, you know, turn it over. I think this year he learned from his experiences in the last year, and you know, he's a more consistent player. He's playing well, and he's leading his team pretty well.
What's with the Iowa State posters and pictures? That's not an Iowa tactic. You guys don't do that very often.
You know, I just think that maybe Doyle or, you know, some of our coaches have a way of just trying to get us ready to go. You know, obviously it's a rivalry game, we're gonna be ready to go, but just a little something to amp us up a little more and just see what we can do. You know, this week of practice is gonna be crucial. We have to prepare very well. And you know, like today, you know, I'm ready to run around, I'm ready to get to practice and see what the coaches have in store for us.
Walking past those empty trophy cases, mm-hmm. Those have always been down in the players' locker room, correct?
No, they haven't.
Did they just move those?
They kind of changed up some things, you know, just to see us, you know, try to. I think it was just something that we had to see every day and kind of think about. And I think it definitely worked. I think Coach Doyle definitely had a reason behind that. And, you know, I think that after seeing them every day and seeing them empty, you know, you definitely have more motivation to go out there and try to get them back.
How long have they been down?
To be honest, they've been on it for a while. I don't know the exact start of when
they weren't
when
down
it happened.
Last year,
I don't remember. I know they've been on it for a while, though.